Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank WTTR for allowing me to come to you every weekend with one of our members to let you know a little bit about what they might be up to. We have 650 members right now at last count, many of which are for-profit, and we also have about 10% or so that are nonprofit. And my guest today is one of those nonprofit members, and it's only, I think, good to have on with just having passed the actual Memorial Day weekend, one of our members who deals with veterans. So let me introduce you to the executive director of Carroll County Veterans Independence Project, Mr. Jason Sydock. Jason, thanks for being on the show with me today.
Absolutely, Mike. I thank you for having me on. Anytime we get a chance to talk about Carroll County, CCVIP, it's always a plus, so we can bring light to our mission.
Well, tell us the actual Cliff Note version of what it is that you guys do.
Actually, that's very simple, because in short, the new motto that we've taken on is the need drives the mission. By that, it's as simple as it sounds. Whatever that veteran and or their family member that walks through that door needs, our job is to assist them in trying to find a solution to help them get what they need.
That's awesome. Jason, where are you guys located? You're over on Carroll Street, right?
Yes, sir. We're at 95 Carroll Street. Right here, kind of behind the Chick-fil-A, headed straight in towards Westminster, downtown.
All right, and we're gonna. I'm gonna ask you this at the end of the show as well. But I know that every nonprofit has needs, and they need people to volunteer their time and their actual money. And what is a good number or a good way that people who are listening can get in touch with you? If they want to help with the mission that you have.
Like you said, you know, the need, it's always about the need. Everything we do here is need based on what we can do to assist veterans and their families. We can be reached at 667-314-3700. Also, we can be reached on Facebook, Carroll County VIP. We can also be reached on our website, which is carrollcountyvip.org.
Okay. And Jason, from my remembrance here, you're relatively new there with them, right? At least in this position.
Yes, sir. I got involved and was volunteering on the board in October of last year, 2020. And right about that time that we were transitioning from a founders board to actually, you know, we had brick and mortar here at Carroll, 95 Carroll, and we were going to be launching. And so we put out and we were going to interview for an executive director. So at that moment, I excused myself from all activities with that. I applied for the executive director. An independent panel made up of various partners throughout the community interviewed us, and I was recommended to the board, and I was offered the position on January 25th of this year.
That's awesome. What an exciting thing to get involved in right now. So
yes, it has been.
Tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from. Why did they pick you? That's what I want to know. I'm sure it's obvious, but what is there about what you've done in your life and about how you approach the needs of actual vets that got you landed in this position?
I don't know that obvious is the right choice of words. you know, my life has been military. I'm a military brat. My father served 43 years with distinction. And before he got out, I went in the military myself. I served as a military police officer. After getting out, I got into industry and I worked classified programs for government and government agencies and for some contractors. What of that prepared me to do this? I think it's just being able to set objectives and get them accomplished because we didn't have a choice. So then my own life, I'm a service-connected disabled veteran, and I've had to deal with the VA system and learn a lot of that. Also dealing with my father, as I mentioned, 43-year vet, he has been facing some things through VA, and just having to get involved and advocate for my father, whether it be get a congressman involved because VA is not meeting the mandate that Congress said that they would meet. and do what had to be done. I'm not going to say I'm an expert because I don't know that anyone's an expert on the VA system, but I've learned the VA system. I learned how to advocate for veterans. And the biggest thing about my job here is being able to have the passion and the compassion to make things happen for veterans and their family.
You know, that's something that as you were talking, I was kind of going over my head. I'm going to mention that you've got passion. So I'm glad that you did. I think that's one of the things when I met you face to face that I really picked up here is that you have a real passion for this actual mission. So are there any things that you've changed with the actual programs there since you've been on board in your role that might better meet the needs of the vets?
Yes, that's a good question. And thank you for recognizing my passion. I just feel that when there's folks out there that need to have something, no matter what that something is, that's the most important thing to them when they walk through the door. So if we can recognize to them that to us, it may be nothing, but if it's important to them, how do we help them get that help? So that's where the passion comes from. To answer your question, the founders had envisioned that we would do three things. And the main thing was transportation to help vets with that, veterans benefits, help veterans process for benefits, and then helping with the homeless and whatever that may be. So after coming on board, I didn't just pick up the mission and say, this is what we're going to do is these three things. I met with the county veterans organizations, talked to them, and understood what was being done to service our veterans and their families here in Carroll County. And then from there, I looked at it and I broadened it. And that's when instead of just focusing on those three mission points, I broadened it to the need drives the mission, because I didn't know that I'd be helping an individual find pro bono legal service because his service dog was stolen. You know, so there's you name it, we're doing it. And so it's hard to pinpoint just one or two things that we've decided to add because we've added everything under the scope.
Well, I think that's so impressive, you know, especially when you're looking at doing this for folks who basically gave it all, you know, and may have given it all, you know.
Yes, sir.
And into battle or into war. I mean, they may never have even come back. Well, now that they're here, for us to be able to stand behind them and help them, I think is an amazing thing. So in case you just now tuned in, I'm talking to Mr. Jason Sidock, who's executive director of Carroll County Veterans Independence Project, also known as CCVIP. And we're talking a little bit about what they're doing here in town. They haven't really opened yet, but yet you've kind of opened, right? I mean, why don't you, when do your doors officially open? Because you're already helping folks, right?
So, yes, sir. People ask, well, you're getting ready to have your grand opening. But to many, they don't know that we're getting ready to have a grand opening. We've surpassed the 30 cases. We now have over 30 case loads going, and it's servicing veterans and or families in all aspects. And I mean, we could go through this list. It'd take us forever, but and we officially have our grand opening on June 14th. And that's when we're going to hoist the American flag for the first time on the building, have the ribbon cutting, and really just kind of announce to the world we're here. But the world already knows we're here. We're getting phone calls. Doctor's offices has recommended somebody. People are walking up and knocking on our door. And because you can't go, oh, I'm not open, come back and see me June 14th. We've been seeing people since I sat down at this desk January 25th. So the following week, I think it was the first week of February, we started seeing people.
That's great. That is really great. Let me ask you this. As long as we're talking about the actual grand opening, is anyone invited to come to that, or is that like an invite only? How does that work? What time is it going to be?
Really good question. It is open to the public. We encourage the public to come out, whether you're a veteran, active duty, reserve, or what I would call civilians. We want anyone and everyone to come out and help celebrate with us. We're going to have a promptly at 2 p.m. We have the flag dedication. We'll go into the building commencement, ribbon cutting. And because June 14th is not just Flag Day, it's the Army's birthday. Oh, and so being that it's the Army's birthday, we are going to be rolling out a cake, and we encourage people to come and have a piece of cake with us as we celebrate the Army's birthday.
Wonderful. And this will be up on our website also, which is carrollcountychamber.org, so people can get the information there. Or go to your website, I'm certain. So
yes, sir.
Let's we've got a little bit of time left. Let me ask you this, CCVIP, what do you guys do, some of the specific things you do to assist veterans and the members of their families?
Excellent question. You know, I keep going back to the motto is the need drives the mission. So now let's define that. What does that really mean? You know, it's great to have a catchphrase and say, this is what we do. But what we do is, it could be assisting someone, a veteran in their family, apply for benefits to get assistance with paying rent, paying their electric utility bills. It could be helping find a lawyer, take care of certain aspects that they may need in their life. The obvious is helping them put in for their veterans benefits. Now you get your veterans benefits. Well, what does that mean? Well, you want to start getting your care at VA hospitals. That's a whole nother thing altogether. So it's helping people understand what does that entail. So once you come in to see us, we start casework on you and we're there with you to walk you through everything as you continue down that journey. And then some of the more creative and what I like to call maybe more exciting is we're partnered with multiple organizations. To name them all would just take forever. One in particular is the Community College Veterans Organization. We've partnered with them. And what that partnership means is that we are going to be launching a Carroll County Military Spouses Alliance. So we're going to be hosting meetings in partnership with them right here at our facility, where we can bring in spouses from active duty, reserve component, the National Guard, and veterans to help spouses make sure that they're getting what they need so that we're not just focused on that veteran. We're also partnering with the library. We're going to be offering a veterans book club, a children's book club. So that's just a few. I could spend way more time than we have, Mike, in talking about all the things in the programming that we're going to be offering. But we're here to ensure that the veterans and their family are getting what they need and what we can help offer.
Jason, that's very, very cool to hear, because I know when I first took over my job like 10 and a half years ago, one of the things that we did was we partnered with folks, and we said, why go ahead and recreate the wheel? Let's partner. Let's work things together. And it's pretty neat to see you doing that exact same thing with folks all over town. And there's so many awesome non-profits in this area where, you know, you can partner with them and you don't have to recreate the wheel, and you get a lot more bang for the buck, let's just say, when we all work together towards the same goal.
Well, you know, Mike, if I could interrupt you for a minute, you're absolutely right in that aspect. You know, we've got the Westminster Mission out there, who they have done an excellent job with the food bank. They've also done such an excellent job with having a warehouse full of furniture that they give out to those in need. So why should I try to go and recreate those two things when instead we've partnered? Just had a veteran in my office. It was just this past week. He came in and they were talking because they got their furniture delivery. Because they came to us, we were able to give them that voucher. They could go and they got the furniture delivered, and they were as happy as could be because they were able to now start getting back to a normal type of life.
It's wonderful. And you're not trying to compete. You're trying to actually cooperate.
Yes, sir.
Jason, we're almost out of time. Have we missed anything? Is there anything you'd like folks to know about what it is that you guys do over there?
I guess if anything, my message would be that when folks go out and they look at what veterans services are offered here in Carroll County, please don't take it as a competition. You've got services being offered at the Carroll County through the Carroll County government, and they do such a wonderful job over there. We do our missions a little bit different. So reach out anywhere that you can and find what you can as a veteran and get the service that you need for you and your family, and utilize any and all resources available. It's not an either or situation.
Jason, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you just now tuned in and missed this, this will be up on our website this afternoon. I've been talking to Mr. Jason Sidock, Executive Director, Carroll County Veterans Independence Project, right here in Westminster, 95 Carroll Street. Their phone number is 667-314-3700. Give them a call. You can find this show on our website, plus all of our members. And I'd encourage you, go to our website, find all the local members, help to support them. You can find us at carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grocery, get one of his amazing hoagies. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today. Do something special with family or friends, and God bless. Carroll County.